And now a look at what's happening in the arts and in our community. Renters and homeowners in parishes designated for FEMA assistance after Hurricane Laura have until November 27th to register for help. Renters and homeowners in parishes designated for assistance after Hurricane Delta have until December 16th to register for help. And the UL Lafayette Campus Cupboard is accepting donations. And if you'd like to help out students who need food assistance, you can learn more about the Campus Cupboard on the Student Affairs Division website of the UL Lafayette website. Walk-up COVID-19 testing on the UL campus is available for students, faculty, and staff members through tomorrow, November 25th. The tent is set up in the green space near the Student Union and Cypress Lake Plaza. It's right near the intersection of Hebrard Boulevard and Boucher Street. The Lafayette Consolidated Government has extended the smoke alarm program for another year. It's for deaf and hard of hearing who need special smoke alarms. If you would like to know more about it, you can contact Lafayette Consolidated Government at lafayettela.gov, and you can go to the fire department section of that website. The Lafayette Public Library is participating in the program Talking is Teaching, Talk, Read, Sing. Each of the branch libraries has special materials for that and information about that program. You can go to either the branch libraries or the website, lafayettepubliclibrary.org. Several exhibits are on display at the Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus. You can go to the exhibits. You can see them in person. They do have masking and social distancing in place. But you can also visit some of the exhibits online. If you go to HilliardMuseum.org, you can find out a lot about the exhibits and what else the Hilliard has going on that is available both virtually and at the museum. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has several exhibits on display, including The Healthy Artist in the Main Gallery and Aileen Bennett's The Illustrated Cafe. You can engage with those online, or you can go to the gallery spaces as well. They have a call for artists right now for an exhibit that will open at the ACA in February. The title is Slammed, Sensationalism and Culture in the Squared Circle. It's a juried group exhibition with showcasing contemporary artists working in Louisiana, the greater Gulf South region, and throughout the United States. It's co-curated by Jake Falk, who is the visual arts director at the ACA, and Benjamin Hickey, curator of exhibitions at the Hilliard. For information, you can go to the ACA website. The application deadline will be Sunday, January 10th. The ACA is having an art night for teachers. It's called Arts Create Hope. It's a virtual teacher night filled with arts, creativity, and hope. You can register for it through the Eventbrite site. Just search for Arts Create Hope. And for information, you can also call the ACA. Downtown Lafayette will have a number of activities featured around Christmas. For a complete listing, you can stop by Downtown Lafayette Unlimited website, which is downtownlafayette.org. The Iberia Performing Arts League, IPAL, will present the play, The Death and Life of Larry Benson. It will run for 2 weekends in December, the 4th through 6th and 8th through 11th at the S&E Theater in New Iberia. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will hold its virtual Christmas concert titled Believe on Thursday, December 17th. You can purchase tickets for this event through the website acadianasymphony.org. Again, this is their virtual Christmas concert, Thursday, December 17th, entitled Believe. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please go to our website and click on the schedule button. Our website is krvs.org. You can also find out all the ways you can support KRVS under the support button. And if you know you want to donate, become a member, click the red donate button and it takes you to a single, simple, secure page that you can fill out. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, it's Terry Gross. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, Night Train Jazz, and then Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered.
For the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we're celebrating the 2020 National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellows. All great musicians, storytellers, artisans, and advocates who've received our nation's highest honor in traditional arts. We'll hear from this year's honorees and favorite fellows from the past 40 years. It's American Roots from PRX.
Coming up Friday afternoon at 1, right after the Blues Box, here on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, the host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to join me each week on Tuesdays from 8 to 10 for the best in the new jazz releases as well as some oldies but goodies. That's Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.